This is Rad Radio. It's just like Breaking Bad, only not nearly as good. Call the show anytime, 888-989-9811.
We got this email, RAD at radradio.com, from Tiny.
Hey, Tiny.
We were talking with Eddie from NorCal Gun Vault in Rockland, California. You can go to norcalgunvault.com and see about his disaster preparation classes. They're doing three of them on Wednesdays in May. They're all listed there. You can sign up online as well. And that got us later on talking about the idea of, look, a lot of these things, wildfires, evacuations, things that are horrible. We all got through the 2020 riots. A lot of these things we're gonna survive through. There are certain things where you're gonna go, no, I don't want to be around for this. Nuclear war is the obvious example.
God,
things like
no,
that.
Thanks.
And Tiny, something got lost in the translation for Tiny, because I was laying out the, if you had that opportunity to know this is it. You know, my wife and I already have the plan of, this is it. We're going to go out our way, because we don't want to be around for what's going to happen and what's going to be left. So you give up everything, including things like sobriety. I mean, if you think Dawn's not going to be smoking a carton of cigarettes, you're nuts.
Heck yeah. Got them in my go bag.
So right. Best one of the best bottles of bourbon I have in a go bag, right? Just so that you can just sit there and enjoy it.
Man.
And then I said, and then, you know, the time comes where the man of the family has to take care of business. You put down your dogs humanely, put down your wife humanely, and then you follow through and you join her.
Oof.
Well, Tiny missed something in the whole package. She said, I was listening to you guys surviving through an apocalypse. There's no way I would be able to put my dogs down, because to have to live with that would be so hard.
You wouldn't.
You'd live with it for like 8 seconds, dude, in my description. So I think you just missed something.
Well, and here's the other thing. Let's just take it the other way, where it's not the end, but it's something so awful, you'll surprise yourself. If in the end it's the best thing for your dog, you'll do it. Right? Like if there's... Yeah. I mean, it's like what's that movie you won't watch?
I Am Legend.
Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah, with the choking of
that
the German
the
Shepherd.
That was the best thing for the dog.
Right.
And wasn't fun, wasn't great, but, I mean, that's when you find out we're more capable of what we, I guess, even know until we're put in those situations.
One of my best friends had a German Shepherd that he went through the hip dysplasia thing and couldn't walk, and, it was obvious. Had to be put down. But my best friend's view of it was, what a terrible way for this guy who's been, because I have another friend who says, if you're lucky as a dog owner, you get that one dog, the perfect dog. And I've been blessed with at least three of them. It's unbelievable. But that dog that for whatever reason you have this bond with, that they would never leave your side. They've protected you, whatever that thing. And that was this guy's dog. He's like, really? I'm going to put him in the car. He already hates going to the vet. He's a German Shepherd. And then in this cold room, he's going to go. I was at his house visiting him. He was out of state, lived out of state, on the weekend, watching this poor dog suffer. And he took me for a walk to talk to me about this. And the day after we left, he took his dog for a walk, went out to a remote area, and put a gun to the back of his head and put him down the right way.
Yeah.
Because he knew it was what was right. He, for that dog, he was just taking a walk with Dad. A very slow walk, but just a walk with Dad. And there was no setup or anything. My buddy just pulled out his sidearm when the dog didn't know, put it behind his head, and down he went.
Yeah.
And to this day, as awful as it was, knows it was the right thing, the right moment, and the right way in that situation.
So a friend of mine, they own horses, and they have millionaires. That's what they do. They have horses. And they're like, some of them get worked with cattle and whatnot, but they're still like a dog, how we view dogs. It's like these are their horses. And throughout my friend's life, her grandfather and her father have been the ones, when it's time, they put down their own horses. It's like they don't call a vet out, they don't any of that. It's like in the comfort of the existence, that horse is known is exactly where they're going out.
Yeah, I have some people that are close to me that have done this before with some pets, and goodness, they have a lot of property where they're able to go do it. But it also, if you go to the vet, you have to walk out of that room in front of people and the doctor, and you're emotional, and that brings up a lot of burden too. Where if you just go take care of it on your own, and the dog's happy or the animal's happy, and you feed them whatever, like their last meal, and you have a little moment with them, it seems like it's a better option.
And only a minor little thing here, because of all the other things you mentioned, Kyle, there are vets now, and not all of them, in fact, most of them, but there are vets now who do have a specific, like, bereavement place where your dog goes down and you have your own private exit.
Oh, that's nice.
Doesn't take away everything else that you said and all of the other points that you made.
Well, yeah, because even when there's that special bereavement room, you can have an asshat like myself who's walking through with her newly... Our dog Hank is now 5, but he was a little puppy. And you're trying to remember which room you two are supposed to go in. And here you are with your lively, sweet new puppy. No. And I open that door. This was 5 years ago. I still do not forget the look on those poor people's face. It'll make me cry now. Like, my God. I want to beat myself up for that. These poor people, I don't know what they put down, what they went through. But here I am. Oh, is this our room, new Hanky?
No emails offering to step in as the surrogate Dawn and beat her up.
Do it. Punch me. Thank you. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, interesting comment or I guess observation. Brianna wrote in and said, I love that Tiny, the letter writer who couldn't handle me putting down my dogs because he couldn't live with the kind of thing. I love that Tiny couldn't handle you offing the dogs, but totally is fine with you offing your wife. I don't know what he understood of the whole thing.
Hey, that's the equivalent of when you say bye to your, well, at least I do this as a wife. When I say bye to Hank, it's a whole thing. Gary, he gets some love, but it's nowhere the same. And all those videos that go around, it's hilarious of how much love the wife's given to doggy. Oh, the little baby, no, I love you so much. I'm going to miss you.
She's talking about saying goodbye for the day.
For the day, permanently. Sorry. Yeah. And then this last one I just saw yesterday, this girl is just going on and on. I'm relating to what she's going to do for the day, when she'll be home. I'm so sorry I have to leave you. And then her husband's across the room and she just goes, see you later.
During the disaster preparedness thing we're talking about, you might lose temperature control in your home even if you have a generator. I mean, depending on how bad the disaster is, gas lines might not work. You might run out of fuel, et cetera, et cetera. And so this question was, hey, Rob, in your opinion, what's a safe indoor temperature for dogs? You know, and I don't know if she's thinking ahead or just in general. The magic number, I mean, the ideal number for almost all breeds is low 70s. But when you're talking about the danger zone, 85 and up. When you get to 85 degrees and up for all breeds of dogs, it's very dangerous for them. Two decades ago, lost my air for one night. We lost air at the time. I was another lifetime married to my first wife. And it was 89 degrees in the house. It was in the middle of summer. And it was like, actually, it was better to have the windows open to sleep than close. But I stayed at the house, and my wife at the time, she left with the German Shepherds and went somewhere.
Yeah.
Because that's too much. So it's 85 is the magic number.
I feel they must accolade, right, the working dogs, because they're just outside in that kind of weather. They just acclimate. Yeah. Yeah, right? Because ours may become accustomed to that kind of comfort.
There is an element to that, but all, hopefully, Jesus Christ, all owners of working dogs do also know the importance of breaks and water, and that's really what kind of helps them get through that as well. We're going to get to Win Rob's Change. We do it every morning at 6:30 and 9:30 as we work on our mega bucket with the clues written by Michelle. The pressure cooker calculator. We've done 7 guesses and 7 clues. If somehow she has made sense to you to create a number, and Brandon and Dawn were indicating earlier, they think they might have an idea where she's headed. I don't know how you put into a number yet.
Oh, I have no number.
Yeah. No number. It's just connections I make.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Exactly. That's the route I go. And connections I'm making. I'm so far off on the numbers, I've stopped that part.
And since obviously they're ineligible, they're not going to do any of the work. But somebody, if you've made a connection... Maybe you did some work and you figured out.
Yes, because if I was eligible, I would do all the work.
If you give us the right amount of money, you win it. And remember, there is a second person who will win using the Circles with an S app. We will talk more about that after we get caller 18 right now. to win Rob's change at 888-989-9811.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.